The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would be able to say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would you rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink'? You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what he was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now that reading from the Gospel today is a difficult one. It presents us with a bit of a challenge to try and give a homily and make it meaningful. So to make it easy for myself, I decided to choose two lines, the first two lines really. The apostles saying to Jesus, "Increase our faith." And then secondly, Jesus saying to the apostles, "If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and cast into the sea,' and it would." So now, just briefly to comment on the two of those. Increase our faith. First thing I want to say is, faith is not about quantity, it's about quality. And many people think faith has got to do with willpower. This is what I believe. I dig in my heels and I'm not prepared to look at anything else, look at reality or the facts or the truth. This is what I believe, and that's it. With that attitude, this is what I believe, and I'm not willing to change no matter what you say, we normally call that stupidity. And many people are a bit like that. I mean, look at our present day politicians. Truth is staring them in the face and still say, "Nope, I'm not going to believe that. I'm not going to accept that." Now, on the other hand, what does Jesus mean when he say, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted," well, and cast into the sea? Well, I never heard of a mulberry tree being cast into the sea, and Jesus never did that. What's the meaning of that? It means if you really have faith, then you can achieve the impossible, and you never give up hope. Nothing seems impossible. You always have a great belief in the future. So going back then for a moment to faith, couple of things I want to say that I think are important about faith. Faith is not an accumulation of certainties. In other words, it's not believing all the right things, all the right dogmas, all the right creeds. It's about believing in life, in believing in God, reality, and life. And the three things are intertwined, they're interchangeable. So life is God, reality is God, and God is in everything. It's the ability to see God in everything. Faith is not about knowledge. Not about knowledge. You don't have to be intellectual or clever to believe in faith. It's not about knowledge, it's about trust, it's about confidence in reality. And that's a good definition of faith, is trust and confidence. For example, There was a priest in a country parish in Ireland, and he was struggling how he would explain faith to the people. And then he spotted in the front seat Mary and Sean O'Malley with their four children. And so he suddenly said, "Now, folks, I'll explain faith to you. Look at Mary and Sean O'Malley and their four beautiful children." Now he said, "Mary knows they're her four children, but Sean believes they're his four children." And that's the difference. You didn't get that, Charles. Yeah. See, that's the difference between knowledge, and faith. Some of you are still looking quizzically, but ask the person beside you. Different between knowledge and faith. So just move on from there. We said we have to go to Scripture, really, and most of all to St. Paul, to get a real good definition of faith. And so we find that Jesus in the Scriptures, and Paul especially, always joined faith, hope, and love. The three of them go together. And as I said, they're interchangeable, they're intertwined. So you cannot have faith without hope and love. And you cannot have hope without faith and love. And you cannot have love without faith and hope. So let's explain that then. I think you may or may not agree with me, but I think we can divide the world into two kinds of people, or in the two categories of people. We have appreciators and we have depreciators. In other words, we have people who see the glass as being half full, and we have other people who always see the glass as being half empty. So now you've got to ask yourself, where are you? When you see the glass as half full, you live in a world of abundance. You live in a world where there's a caring and loving God looking after everything. You live in a world of plenty, and even though you may not have it, there's always the future. You never give up hope. On the other hand, if you live in the world of depreciation, where you see the glass being half empty, then you live in a world of scarcity. Not enough for me to go around, not enough for Catholics in the world, not enough of Muslims, not enough of this, not enough of that. And you become very sick, you're worried about your security all the time, and you want to accumulate more and more all the time. That's a person who sees the glass as half full, and that has nothing to do with faith. Now you go to love. Where does love come into faith? Very simply, if you believe in a loving God, believe in a loving God, then you're going to see a God of abundance, a God who will look after you, a God who will never let you down. And most of all, I think this is the core of my faith, to believe that God is for you. Does that make sense? A lot of people, many people, and many Christians, and indeed a lot of Catholics, believe God is against me. He's out to get me. If you live in a world where you think everybody is against you, and we have plenty of examples that today, when you look at television or the newspapers, some of our politicians think the whole world is against them. If you live in a world like that, you're going to live what? You're going to live in a fearful life. Now we come to something very important also. The opposite of faith is not doubt. What is the opposite of faith? The opposite of faith is, the opposite of faith is fear. Think about that. The opposite of faith is fear. If I'm a person of hope, and if I'm a person who believes that God is for me and not against me, am I going to be fearful? Am I going to be fearful? Who do you think is regarded as the most fearless person in the world at the moment? And it's not Donald Trump. Who is the most fearless person in the world? Pardon? Sorry? No, that's a very good example, that young girl. Pope Francis, he's regarded as the most fearless person in the world. Isn't that beautiful? To have a man like that in charge of our church, because God does that man get condemned and is he meeting with difficulty, but he stands up for what he believes in. He's a man of faith, he's a man of hope, and he's a man of love. He's all the qualities. And if you don't believe me, I don't know, some of you, hopefully you do, some of you may read the New York Times. The New York Times had an article on Pope Francis the other day and about he being the most fearless person in the world. And he shows that time and time and time again. Just such an extent, just like Jesus, he's no need to condemn anybody or to be judgmental. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person. So I want you to think about that. Don't give in to the present day culture of paranoid and fear, like many of our politicians at this moment are. But be a person of faith. Face life. God, life, and reality. And see God in every little happening in your life. That is my faith. I see God in everything. And I know that God is for me and that I'm safe. And he will never forsake me or let me down. Amen.